And welcome back to Out of the Woods. The Lied To's have a new CD out. They are Doug Kortler and Susan Levine. It's called The Lesser of Two Evils, and this is what keeps us in this world on Out of the Woods.
its holy land. You got good-looking friends, you're sharp-dressed men. Been getting big, making me look small. It don't matter to me, cause I'm a 10 feet, I'm 10 feet tall. Yeah, it don't matter to me, cause I'm a 10 feet, I'm 10 feet tall. Take a look at your foot, does it fit this shoe? Did you really ever think I'd give a damn about you? You ain't no messiah with defensive friends, so get your head out of clouds and get your feet back in the dirt, my friend.
I'll get your head out of clouds and get your feet back in the dirt, my friend. I'll get your head out of clouds and get your feet back in the dirt.
Well, you talk about your hometown, let me tell you about mine. You shove your bright lights, big city back where the sun don't shine. I hear you talking, yes, I'm looking at you, cause back where I come from, man, we're laughing at you. Yeah, back where I come from, man, we're laughing at you. Take a look at your foot, does it fit this shoe? Did you really ever think I gave a damn about you? You ain't no messiah with defensive friends, so get your head out of clouds and get your feet back in the dirt, my friend.
I'll get your head out of the clouds and get your feet back in the dirt, my friend. I'll get your head out of the clouds and get your feet back in the dirt.
Well, wipe that smirk right back where you came, as if you knew who I am, as if you knew my name. Turn around, see your backs against the wall. It's too bad you didn't notice that I'm a 10 feet, I'm 10 feet tall. Yeah, it's too bad you didn't notice that I'm a 10 feet, I'm 10 feet tall. Take a look at your foot, does it fit this shoe? Did you really ever think I gave a damn about you? You ain't no messiah with defensive friends, so get your head out of clouds and get your feet back in the dirt, my friend.
I'll get your head out of the clouds and get your feet back in the dirt, my friend. I'll get your head out of the clouds and get your feet back in the dirt, my friend.
Sydney, your kingdom must come down. Sydney, your kingdom must come down. I heard the words of Jesus and he spoke to me. He said, Sydney, your kingdom must come down. Sydney, your kingdom must come down. Must come down. I heard the words of Jesus and he said to me, Satan, your kingdom must come down. I'm gonna shout till they tear your kingdom down. I'm gonna shout till they tear your kingdom down. I heard the words of Jesus and he said to me, Satan, your kingdom must come down. I'm gonna sing till they tear your kingdom down. I'm gonna sing till they tear your kingdom down. And I heard the words of Jesus and he said to me, Satan, your kingdom must come down. I was walking down the street the other day and it was cold outside. And the radio of the woman sitting on the stoop said 38 degrees, 32 degrees with wind chill. The man with the pamphlets approached me. And he said, brother, you look cold. And I said, brother, I am cold. And he said, brother, you look hungry. And I said, brother, I am hungry. And he said, here. I said, how's that supposed to help? Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. I heard the words of Jesus and he said to me, Satan, your kingdom must come down. Jesus tells us we cannot live on bread alone, brother, but bread helps. And we've got bread and we've got shelter, and both can be yours for the small price of one genuine prayer. And I said, thank you, but no thank you. You see, there's a deli down on 3rd Street. This is a 3/4-pound Reuben. And the man behind the counter knows my mother and he'll give it to me for half off. So thank you, brother, but no thank you. But he said, wait, Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. About about a sandwich, brother. I'm talking about salvation. I'm talking about mountains of corned beef, sauerkraut islands in a sea of Russian dressing. I'm talking about towering temples of marble dry, 1,000 beautiful virgins waiting you every button call, brother. Fields of aphrodisiac flowers, fountains of fine whiskey, a chorus of angels singing you to a dreamless sea. Because cradled in God's hand, you can dream of nothing that you don't already have. I said, what do I have to do? Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. I heard the words of Jesus and he said to me, Satan, your kingdom must come down. He said, obey.
Make that question your only question. What must I do? And when they ask you why, you say, God. And they say, who? You say, God. And they say, what? You say, God.
When they scream, why, you say, God. When they beg, please, you say, God. When they turn to run, so help them, God. Brother, obey. Obey. Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. And he said to me, Satan, your kingdom must come down. I heard the words of Jesus. And he said to me, tell me, his kingdom down. Put it aside, put it in the touch, put it in the ground. Stop the earth, kill it. And I said, what kill the ship? And I said, what kill the? I love Jesus. I said, I love Jesus. I said, I thank God for Jesus. I'm going to turn his kingdom down.
Thank you.
The Ballroom Thieves. Yes. New EP called Paper Crown. At least I think it's only going to be an EP. It's a radio promotional sort of copy. Sometimes they don't send all the tracks. So who knows what's going to be out there from them real soon. But the track was called Almost Love. We had an edited version... Excuse me, edited version of Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down from Driftwood Soldier's new EP, Blessings and Blasphemy. Their twist on it anyway. The Devil Makes Three in there from their very first, the self-titled one, and 10 Feet Tall, and brand new at the top, The Lied Twos from their new one, The Lesser of Two Evils and What Keeps Us in This World. Yeah, my voice is giving me trouble. So my apologies out there, folks. Matt Patterchuk for you right now from his CD, Same As I Ever Have Been. Here's Hot Knuckle Blues on Out of the Woods.
I worked hard all my life, and not just 'cause that's what you did. Raised a muscle in my arm while I raised a couple kids. And I gave two of my fingers in service to the firm. You know I never did complain, got paid fair for what I worked. About a year back things got tough, I guess, and they had to lay me off. I don't hold no hard feelings, boys, it really is no one's fault. Still I get up early by myself like it was time to go to work. Except now I sit with my hands wrapped round my cup, trying to forget how much they hurt. Well, I got them hot knuckle blues. Now the paychecks are all gone, that's all I got left from paying dues. When a man's made for working, what's he supposed to do when he's through? Well, I know it's not sit around the kitchen with a hot knuckle. See the use. Every day they're laying more men off, and that's the simple truth. There are things I could be doing, but work don't feel the same. When a man don't have a purpose, he feels a seeping sense of shame. I got them high knuckle blues. Now the paychecks are all gone, it's all I got left, paying dues. When a man's made for working, what's he supposed to do when he's through? I know it's not to sit around the kitchen with a hot knuckle blues. I know it's not to sit around the kitchen with a hot knuckle blues. Well, I know it's not to sit around the kitchen with a hot knuckle blue.
Now listen, you drunk driver, while alone to say you well.
You never know when the time will come when you have to bid farewell.
Well, I saw an accident one day that would charm the hearts of men.
and teach him never to drink a drop with the steering wheel in his hand. This awful accident occurred on the 20th day of May, that caused two loving children sleep beneath the clay. Those two dear kids walk side by side out on a state highway. Their loving mother, she had died, and their father had run away. Well, they were talking of their loving past, how sad their hearts did feel, when around the curb came a speeding car with a drunk man at the wheel. Well, the driver saw them two dear kids and hooted a drunkard sound. Get out of the road, you little fools, and the car had knocked them down. Well, the driver staggered from his car to see what he had done, when his heart sank within him when he saw his dying son. He then picked up his fiddle and carried it to his car. While kneeling on the running board, he prayed a drunkard's prayer, saying, please, dear Lord, forgive me for this awful crime I've done. His attention then was called away by the words of his dying son. And take us to our mother, she sleeps beneath the crown. It was you and her we were talking about when the car had knocked us down. And please, dear dad, don't drink no more while driving on your way, but meet us with our mother, dad, in heaven some sweet.
Found him face down in a gutter, just on the outskirts of town, clinging to an old bag made of leather, faded, weathered, and brown. Questions arose of his story and how he'd ended up there, ragged and worn, so terribly torn, nobody left now to care. Picked up the bag and unlatched it, see what he carried inside. Was it silver or gold, or treasures untold? No telling what they might find. But to their surprise and amazement, what mattered most in his life, couldn't believe that what they would see, a blue bottle and an old smoke. In his pocket was a handwritten letter. Red, I know you said I'll be fine. You say that you're doing better, but I'm going out of my mind. Still can't believe that you left me and moved on to somebody new. I'll go to my grave with the vow that I made, baby, this letter's for you. Nobody goes there to mourn him At his grave there's no one around. Just an old wooden cross reads Kentucky, like it was on the bag that they found. Stranger died lonely and broken. Letter was his epitaph. The last words he'd written were the love he was missing. His promise fulfilled now at last. In his pocket was a handwritten letter. Red, I know you say I'll be fine. You say that you're doing better, but I'm going out of my mind. I still can't believe that you left me and moved on to somebody new. I'll go to my grave with the vows that I made. Baby, this letter's for you. I'll go to my grave vows that I made. Baby, this letter's for you.
Flashback for you here on Out of the Woods. From their most recent one called Denver Snow, that was The Letter. Tom Mint and Mason Villa from their self-titled release, also brand new, and The Old Drunken Driver there for you. Matt Patershuck got some help from Anna Agee on the vocals with Hot Knuckle Blues from Same As I Ever Have Been. All right, well, it's time for the final break of this week's show. Get in that station identification. We'll be right back after this.